The MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you content directly from MIT Sloan Management Review, a print and electronic publication that evaluates and reports on new management research and ideas. Though it's vital to their futures, the art of collaboration is one that many research and development organizations have yet to master. Organizing R&D for the Future, written by Marla M. Composi, Pete Van Biljon, and Jim Williams. Excerpted here and read by Matt Robert Williams. File under Research and Development. Executives from around the world agree that research and development is a global effort requiring collaboration. Yet many say their organizations must improve in this area, evolving from the predominantly centralized approach that's prevalent today to meet strategic goals. In other words, for today's R&D organizations, there is a significant gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it. In a 2012 McKinsey survey on R&D, we surveyed 1,283 executives representing a range of regions, industries, functional specialties, tenures, and company sizes. A vast majority of the executives surveyed, 80%, believe that the best way organizations can position themselves to meet goals is by establishing satellite units that operate and collaborate as a network. But only 63% of respondents said that their R&D organizations already include satellites. Executives' responses on the current state of R&D depict an increasingly global reality that is at odds with today's organizational structures. Specifically, a plurality of respondents, 37%, said their current R&D organizations consist of a central function in a single location. To meet their collaborative goals in the next 3 to 5 years, more than half of respondents acknowledged that their organizations should employ a more decentralized model. This overall preference for moving away from centralization reflects the reality on the ground. 38% of executives said their companies plan to increase offshoring of their global R&D activities. While there has been much recent discussion of companies bringing manufacturing activities and processes closer to home, to increase operating flexibility, for example, our results suggest that for more R&D organizations, the offshoring trend continues. In fact, just 18% of respondents said their company's onshoring of global R&D functions and processes will increase in the next 3 to 5 years, and only 24% said the same about nearshoring, bringing functions and processes closer to the company's home base. Nevertheless, for the time being, collaboration is an art that many R&D organizations have yet to master. Of the executives responding to this question, less than half said their central functions and satellites collaborate very or extremely effectively. And less than one quarter said the same about satellite-to-satellite collaboration, a requirement of the very model many want to move toward. If there's a silver lining to these answers, it's this. Respondents at larger organizations with at least 6 different R&D sites are the likeliest to say their satellites collaborate effectively. In our view, this suggests that structural moves away from the center may be the push for organizations to improve internal cooperation. We asked survey respondents which capabilities were most important for fostering successful collaboration. Respondents most often identified collaborative mindsets and greater transparency on R&D strategy as important capabilities for collaboration. Improved talent management also ranked highly among those respondents who said their satellites worked well together. However, talent is an allocation issue as well. When executives identified the most significant challenge their R&D organizations face, the largest share, 40%, said that their key people are overextended and unavailable. As in surveys past, we identified a group of high-performing innovators, companies where respondents report higher organic growth than competitors and attribute a large portion of that growth to new in-house products. Not surprisingly, these high performers are far ahead of their peers in 3 key dimensions: collaboration, allocation of talent and capital, and the use of product platforms to drive speed to market. For example, 31% of respondents at high-performing companies said their organizations already make product-related decisions collaboratively, compared with 20% of all other respondents. And while the results indicate that satellite-to-satellite communication, a critical dimension of achieving a globally networked model of separate R&D sites, is a challenge for most organizations, executives at high-performing companies reported more effective collaboration than everyone else. Less than half of executives surveyed said their central functions and satellites collaborate very or extremely effectively, and less than one quarter said the same about satellite-to-satellite collaboration. In addition, the high performers' resource moves are likelier to be proactive and directed toward defined growth opportunities, while their peers are likelier to increase budgets as a reaction to competitors' moves. Executives at high-performing innovators also said their companies allocate additional resources to hiring. Another area where the high performers stand out is speed to market. In the survey as a whole, more executives said their R&D organizations' product strategies focus on creating shared product platforms rather than on developing local or standardized global products. Respondents more often reported that they use these platformed products now and plan to focus on them more in the coming years. The high performers are also ahead in their use of technologies and are more likely to either be using or planning to use social media to collaborate internally, engage external partners, and crowdsource ideas. This segment was excerpted from Organizing R&D for the Future, written by Marla M. Kaposi, Pete Van Biljon, and Jim Williams, which appeared in the summer 2013 issue of MIT Sloan Management Review. To read more or to get the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.